Hey, I'm Tony Moreland, and this is POW, Podcast of Wisdom from the Samsung Developer Program, where we talk about the latest tech, new trends, and give insight into all of the opportunities available for developers looking to create for Samsung. On today's show, we're doing something a little different. Our interview is with Gameloft, the French gaming company that won the 2019 Best of Galaxy Store Award for Best Racing Game, Asphalt 9. David Bitton, Senior Global Account Manager at Samsung, sat in as a guest host to chat with Aurelien Levade, Global Associate Director of Business Development at Gameloft. David and Aurelien not only talk about the amazing success of the Asphalt franchise, but also the partnership between Samsung, Gameloft, and the Vivendi Group, the global entertainment and media company that owns Gameloft. And what else is unique about this interview? Both David and Aurelien are originally from France, but David currently lives in Korea, and Aurelien lives in Vietnam. And the music that you're going to hear in this podcast, well, that's all the official licensed music from the soundtrack from Asphalt 9. Enjoy.
Hello, welcome to this POW session. So I am David Bitton, Senior Business Development Manager at Samsung and based in Korea. Today, I'm very excited to have Aurelien from Gameloft, the game company behind the Asphalt franchise. So Aurelien, welcome.
Hello, David. How are you?
Good, thank you. Let me start by asking basic question. Who is Aurelien Levade?
I'm Aurelien Levade, Global Vice Director of Business Development at Gameloft. So my daily routine consists in creating and deploying strategic partnerships with manufacturers all around the world. And what I love in this job is that it gives me the chance to be at the front line of innovation, discovering new technological trends that I can then use to provide insight to our development teams and keep improving your games. So I also used to be on the R&D side a few years back. I took part in the development of some iconic titles such as the revamped versions of Snake or Tetris. So I tried to always have this double hat with the understanding of technical feasibility within the business directions we want to implement. On a more personal level, I'm fortunate to be based in Vietnam, in Southeast Asia. Very beautiful region. I highly recommend to visit if you are into hiking or kayaking. I mean, it's an amazing wildlife. So that's what I'm trying to enjoy as much as I can on my free time.
Yeah, that sounds exciting, especially because I'm based in Korea. So that's not that far. So yeah, that could be a great opportunity. Can you talk a little bit more about the history of Gameloft?
Certainly. So Gameloft was created in 2000 with a passion for games and the desire to bring them to even more players around the world. By bringing the wonders of games to mobile devices, we helped creating a whole new market that became, 20 years later, the biggest market in gaming. So what we did over the years was shaping a company to be able to deliver this vision. And today we are 4,600 employees, over 17 development studios throughout the world. And we keep on working hard to bring new games to a wide range of devices with at heart our passion.
That's great. You said that you have 17 development studios around the world. So that's quite big, more than 4,000 employees. And you also have a very large game portfolio. So at Gameloft, is it like the more games, the better?
Well, at our core, we want everyone to play, and we believe there's a different game for everyone. So no matter the device, language, the region, or the genre, we try to make it available. So having a varied portfolio comes with that logic, and we pride ourselves for offering a wide range of different experiences for a wide range of people preferences.
Okay. Just to dive a little bit more into this Samsung partnership, out of curiosity, how long have you been working with Samsung as a partner, and how did that start? Because I guess from what I know, that's quite a long time partnership here that we are talking about.
Yes, we have been working with Samsung for more than 15 years.
Wow.
So we started on the feature phones. At the time, Java devices were kings. Then things started to speed up around 2010 with projects on the first Samsung S series. And we had the Asphalt WCG series at this time that was memorable, made a lot of noise. Later on, in 2019, we refreshed and restarted our collaboration with another big name in Gameloft's catalog, with the Asphalt 9 on Galaxy App Store. That was the first of a long list of games coming.
As we know, Gameloft is also a part of the Vivendi Group, which is a global entertainment and media company. So, how do you see opportunities and synergies, not only internally within your different business units and sister companies, but also externally with your partnership with Samsung?
Well, we have already been developing great synergies, especially with Canal Plus. We developed Paddington Run, and we worked also with Universal Music on Fall Out Boy integrated in Asphalt 8.
I see.
On some of the older partnerships, like Disney, we were working with them before, prior to the acquisition.
And speaking of these games, you mentioned Disney, for example. What are the games currently included in the partnership? That's the first question. And second question for you would be: what were the criteria to include them in the partnership?
Obviously, we started with Asphalt 9 Legends, so it was perfect timing, because we are now celebrating the 15th birthday of Asphalt series.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. So I will introduce later. You can reach or the Asphalt 9 Legends Facebook page, or we also have a dedicated website, asphalt9legend.com,
mm-hmm.
where you can discover everything about the Asphalt series along these 15 years. And you can enjoy some gifts that can take part to some get involved into the hype of the game and all this.
I will certainly do that. Yeah, thank you.
So furthering the discussion, after Asphalt 9, we started working on Dragon Mania Legends together, Disney Magic Kingdom, and Lego Legacy Heroes in Box. That's of the series.
Great.
Now we are also working on Song Pop 2, and we are planning to release in next month on Samsung Galaxy App Store.
Great. So more games are coming. But if we want to get a little bit more specifics on Asphalt 9, because that's a kind of the flagship game here. Asphalt 9 offers like a fully licensed cars. So initially, how much time did it take for Asphalt 9 to convince the most prestigious brands to join the game, to create enough momentum to start the engine, no pun intended?
So yeah, we've been working with car manufacturers for more than 15 years now. So the process for Asphalt 9 was actually quite smooth, because we had already a lot of partner on board. What happened is that we presented the game to each partner, and they were all very excited to be part of the adventure. So we got already most of our car manufacturers from Asphalt 8.
From early discussion to launching a model from a new car manufacturer, Aurelia, how long does it usually take to incorporate this car into the game?
Well, David, it will really depend on the licensor. For the partners we already work with, it's pretty fast, just a few months. But on the partner, on the new partners that we want to integrate in the game, that accept to work with us, we need to pitch the game first, and then create the legal contract. And we are on a few months, up to 1 year.
Mm-hmm. And now that Asphalt 9 is celebrating its 15th birthday, so that's a kind of a nice teenager and is getting also more popular, do car manufacturers also promote Asphalt 9 in their own channels?
Yes, actually that's very interesting that they do. We recently launched dedicated car manufacturer season and licensor use this to promote their vehicle on their social network.
Oh, great, great.
On top of that, with a long-term relationship we build with them, we are often working in a close partnership to offer some unique experience to our users. So, as an example, we collaborated recently with Lamborghini. So our top players could be invited in Lamborghini HQ in Italy and test drive some of their powerful vehicles.
I think there was a mistake here because I didn't get invited. So I will have to maybe to play a little bit more on asphalt. Yes.
Train hard, and you may be the next one.
Okay. So I will play and repeat. Actually, Samsung ran many Asphalt 9 tournaments, including in the Netherlands, Korea, the US at our annual developer conference, in South Africa as well, when usually trying to promote the launch of new devices like Galaxy Note 10, for example, or when running some events like Galaxy Studio around the world. So thanks to the customization of this publicly available APK and game, we could offer a unique experience to our users. So I guess that the different teams involved there must have had some extra hours of developing, testing, and as we said, playing as well, right?
Indeed, that's right. We have been putting a lot of work on these live demo units. To give you some numbers, it took like 8 testers with 4 hours a day during 8 days to make sure all the versions were flawless. So we are looking at around 300 hours of testing.
Wow.
So that was heavy, but needed to make sure all the products were top-notch.
Yeah. And as a reward, I would say, I mean, that our latest developer conference in the US, you went on stage to receive a best of award in the racing category for Asphalt 9. So what was your feeling regarding this event?
The feeling was amazing. I mean, from the reception of the award to the game booth that was welcoming a huge crowd of people eager to play Asphalt 9 on the latest Samsung Galaxy Fold, it was truly a memorable event.
And speaking of Galaxy Fold, actually, you were also on board to create a customized version of the game for Galaxy Fold that would support app continuity. So from your side, partner perspective, what were the lessons learned there during this approach and development?
So I think this project was particularly interesting because first, it was new for the team. They had never been working on this feature, so they were discovering. And they were hitting some roadblocks. So at some point, they were not progressing anymore. And that's where we started to connect our different developers team together with your R&D team at Samsung. And we were able to overcome the difficulties. The both teams were working together to deliver a very nice product and to make sure that we can keep this app continuity and move from one screen to another, to the tablet part when we open the device without any interruption, without any change. So it was great collaboration and we learned a lot from this.
Let's switch gears here a little bit and let's talk about the future, if I may. So Asphalt 9 is right now in full speed. Again, happy birthday, Asphalt. Without revealing any trade secrets, I was wondering what would trigger the release of Asphalt 10? Would that be like a new game engine on which you're working on, or some kind of revolutionary user experience? Could you share a little bit more about that?
Sure, David. So I will probably disappoint everybody, but at the moment we are not planning to release Asphalt 10 yet. The reason behind is that there's still a lot of work to do on Asphalt 9. So Asphalt 9 has never been so successful. There are plenty of new features and content we are planning to offer on Asphalt 9. So objective is really to grow Aspha 9 first, to focus on that version, to make sure we can integrate new features, new contents, new cars, new tracks to deliver a perfect game experience. Of course, we'll keep monitoring new technologies as well, and they will be integrated into Aspha 9, but no vision at the moment for the Aspha 10 release because we still have so much work to do on Aspha 9.
Understood. So as you mentioned, you said that you regularly add content, new features. So would you have any exciting location coming up soon for Asphalt 9?
Bringing new location is always a very important part of the game because it helps user to rediscover the game. Unfortunately, I will not be able to deliver any information on where the next tracks will be. What I can do is to invite user to join our Asphalt 9 Facebook page, where we are trying to keep the hype, to make the user guess what will be the next track. So you can take part to the discussion. You can get involved on the Facebook page, and you will get more insights step by step based on the new tracks we are planning to release.
Okay.
The other thing I can tell is that we also have this content creator opportunity. So you can go on asphalt9.com/creators, and here you can take part into the content creation if you are interested. So you can get more insights on where the game is heading. You can get more involved into the game.
Okay.
A way to keep the hype going.
Your team, I mean the Asphalt 9 team, has a unique expertise in racing, modeling cars, even experiencing crashes, for example. So actually, I have two questions here. Is there first any plan to leverage this expertise for a new racing game from the same team? That's the first question. And second question, more generally, how much of transferable skills a dedicated studio or team can have when it comes to creating games?
Indeed, we have some studios that are specialized in different games, but overall, there's a lot of shared knowledge and synergies between the different teams. So from a studio, in the same studio or at company level, we work on different types of titles, different types of genres, and different for different audiences. But based on the resources needed, based on the experience of the team, we will be able to be flexible and to bring people to support the other team to allocate resources differently on the project that will need the most. So we always try to develop our games, our team, and grow people to make sure they can move to a different type of project, to a different develop different type of skills, and they can share their knowledge efficiently.
Okay, great. Going back to this partnership with Samsung, any exciting plan you would like to develop in the future with Samsung? Any specific ideas that you would have to grow the business?
Actually, we are very open now since we restarted this partnership. We were really impressed with all the innovations you guys were bringing. So we could be looking at a lot of new technologies, from artificial intelligence to augmented reality, virtual reality, cloud gaming. We are open to explore a little bit everything, and we just probably need the time to see what can work and how we can do this together.
Exciting. Between you and me, if you were to own one of these hypercars that are available in Asphalt 9, if you don't have already, which one would it be? Would you have any preference for a specific hypercar? And second question, where would you drive this car?
Well, unfortunately, David, I do not have any of these cars. I wish I do, but no. I have a sweet spot for the Bugatti Chiron. I think it would be quite nice to drive it on the Italian coast. So we could have a nice view on the Mediterranean Sea and enjoy the ride.
Okay, that sounds nice. Yeah. Just to finish here with a last question. Would you have any closing comments for developers out there?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. So we were very happy with all of the experience with you guys. I think it's a very good experience to work with Samsung. In the way that you've always been supportive. So as I was telling, when we were developing the dual screen, the team was hitting some roadblocks and getting both R&D teams working together helped to fix everything and to bring things forward. We were also quite impressed with all the new features and new technologies you were developing on your recent models. And for us, it gave us a way to improve the game experience for the user, to use these new features and to deliver a more memorable game experience.
Okay, Aurélien, so two things here for to thank you. First, happy birthday again to the Asphalt franchise. And second, thanks. Thank you for your time again. I hope we could shed some light on our partnership between Samsung and Gameloft, and also get developers excited. So, Aurélien, thank you again for your time.
Thank you very much, David, for the invitation on this podcast. It was very, very interesting, and I really hope we can develop new technologies and develop our games further on Samsung devices.
Looking to start creating for Samsung? Download the latest tools to code your next app. Or get software for designing apps without coding at all. Sell your apps to the world on the Samsung Galaxy Store. Check out developer.samsung.com today and start your journey with Samsung.
The PAL podcast is brought to you by the Samsung Developer Program and produced by Tony Moreland.